With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Gallatin City County Health Department said Friday it's working with business owners and faith groups to coordinate a gradual reopening of non-essential services. Health Officer Matt Kelly said reopening won't be flipping a switch. Rather, it will be like dialing a rotary phone with pauses in between.
We're seeing some promising indicators that we're bending the curve. We're being successful at reducing the number of cases. And that's due to a lot of effort by a lot of people throughout our society, including business owners who have sacrificed a great deal.
Earlier Friday, Governor Steve Bullock said the state will begin a gradual phased reopening after his stay-at-home order, intended to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus, along with other directives to close non-essential services, expire next Friday, April 24th. Kelly said Gallatin County's health department put together a focus group with business owners and faith leaders to figure out how to safely reopen in phases. He said the reopening of certain businesses could be dependent on being able to keep 6 feet of distance between people. The health department is also looking at what personal protective equipment and cleaning standards would be needed for workers and customers to stay safe.
The very simple truth of this is the more contact that we have between people, the more likely it is we're going to see cases transmit to others.
He said Bozeman Deaconess Hospital is now set up for on-site testing for COVID-19, which will speed up the wait time to know who is infected with the disease. Kelly said contact tracing could become more difficult as public spaces reopen.
What concerns me, I think, is that expectation that we can do population-based testing at a massive level. I don't think we're there yet, and I think we need a national strategy there.
Statewide closure and stay-at-home orders remain in effect through next Friday, April 24th. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.